Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
God don't ever change.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Before we get into our lesson today, you can go ahead and turn with me to the book of Philippians. Right. Philippians, the first chapter, the 9th verse. We're going to concentrate on that 9th and the 10th verse. Amen. That Philippians 1, verse 9 and 10. Amen. 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 May we all stand. Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the book of Philippians. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everyone have it. Amen. Amen. Philippians 1 and 9, the first chapter, verse 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. And it reads, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And that judgment is discernment.
Right.
You'll be able to discern.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That ye may approve things that are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Things that are different.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. We are to test all things and disapprove those that are different than the gospel.
Well,
amen.
Well,
amen.
Well.
That ye may be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Pure, uncorrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And without offense.
Mm-hmm.
Till the day of Christ.
Right.
May the Lord add a blessing.
Amen.
To the reading and the hears of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Offense without offense till the day of Jesus Christ.
All right.
Amen. Amen. We all understand that in this life that we live, there are some tests that we all must take.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And a lot of people would tell you life is a test.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sometimes we fail the test.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes we pass mm-hmm. the test.
Mm-hmm.
Same way in school. If you fail the test, the teacher will give you another opportunity.
Well,
to pass it. Amen.
Well,
same way with God. He gives us each day that we are able to wake up, opportunity to get it right. Amen. 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 And the test that I'm talking about today, there's so many tests that we take in this lifetime.
Well,
but the test that I'm going to talk about to you today is the offense test.
Hmm.
A test that sometimes we might call a stumbling block.
Well,
amen. The offense test.
Hmm.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, church, that this test that I'm talking about to you today, amen, it comes to interrupt. And it is a test that we fail so often.
Well.
Amen. Amen. And, as you know that I have preached on this subject one time before.
Right.
And I asked, how would you feel if you learned that your best friend was talking about you?
Mama.
Was spreading lies around the community about you.
Well,
how would you feel?
Mm.
How would you feel if you know at work that your boss man just hired his son and you got to teach him, you got to train him, amen, amen, and he become your boss?
My Lord.
How would you feel? How would you feel?
All right.
How would you feel, church? Like I said, this and the text that I'm using is called the offense test. This test will reveal whether you would allow offenses to derail you from following the will of God. We must understand there is a spirit of offense.
Well,
and it is growing more and more in our world today.
Yes, sir.
Marriages are ending. Friendship are failing.
Well,
relationship destroying.
Yeah.
Churches split.
My Lord.
Lawsuit. Domestic violence. And even murder.
Yes, sir.
All because of this spirit of offense.
Yes,
the reason that these things are happening is the spirit of offense.
Well,
that is why, church, we as Christians have to guard our heart.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So we don't fall prey to this type of spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says we don't wrestle.
That's right.
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
That's right.
It was against principalities.
That's right.
Power, ruler, wickedness in high places.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That's why, church, amen, we cannot allow ourselves to become offended at every little thing that does not go our way.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
The Bible tells us we are not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, church, when we feel that someone has offended us, and we let the offense overtake us,
well,
we stop the word of God from working in our lives.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. God is a good God.
Amen.
God don't ever change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs 18 and 19 tell us a brother offended, it's harder to be won than a strong city.
Yeah.
And their contention are like the bars of a castle. Let me tell you, that is a hard job.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, amen. If you will, just think about the bars for a minute.
Right.
How they separate you from one who have offended you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you say,
that's right,
or do. That person who was offended won't open up his or her heart enough to come close to making it right.
Amen.
Why? Because they have the balls. They have thrown up the balls in front of them. Amen. Because the balls are up saying, I'm behind the balls, I'm mad. I'm offended.
Right.
And I'm not going to forgive you for what you've done to me. I don't care what the pastor say.
Well,
I don't even care what Jesus says.
Well,
I feel this way because I have a right.
That's right.
And nobody will change
Lord
that.
Have mercy.
Amen. That's how you isolate yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how you isolate yourself. You behind those bars.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, church, don't let the devil steal your future.
Amen.
Right. Right. Right.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me warn you, being offended is not just some innocent little thing that we can hang on to until we feel like letting go. It is a serious issue. And the one of Satan's weapons.
Yes, sir.
He used it to rob us of God's best.
You're right.
And he steals your future.
You're right. You're right.
Amen. Offense calls you to shut down on God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
on
sir.
God's way of handling the problem.
Yeah.
And urging you to build walls. And then you find yourself behind the walls.
That's right.
And the only person that listens to you is the person behind those walls with you.
All right.
My. All right.
When someone has offended you, you don't want to hear what the Bible says.
That's right.
About forgiveness. Do you?
Amen.
No, we don't.
Amen. Amen.
No,
amen.
We don't.
Amen.
When somebody offends us, we want to get back at
them. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
But the Bible said, told us about we shall forgive one another.
That's right.
As God has forgiven us.
Amen.
If you don't forgive each other, how you? What make you think that God's going to forgive you?
My Lord. My Lord.
We got to learn how to forgive one another.
All right.
You see, church, the job of this spirit is to get you to close your ears to God's way of making a situation right. You tend to protect yourself from getting hurt again.
That's right.
See, but when somebody hurt us, our God go up. Our God go up.
Amen.
And we're gonna be on. We're gonna be on the lookout.
That's right.
Yes.
When somebody try to hurt us again. So what you do? You throw up. You throw up those balls, trying to protect yourself. And what you have done? You have isolated yourself from God.
All right.
Hey, the spirit of offense, it chokes off your ability to give people the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
It suffocates forgiveness. You can't tolerate people. You ignore their intention. And every word come out of their mouth, you have something negative to say.
All right.
Most offended people would rather place the blame on someone else. Anyone else.
You're right.
Than accept the responsibility and acknowledge that it is their choice to be offended.
Amen.
We got to understand, you have control over your own self.
That's right.
You choose to whether be offended or not.
Yes, sir.
Because when that person offend you, that if you allow that person to offend you, church, that person got control of you.
Amen.
You are no more than that puppet. That person.
My Lord.
Amen, amen. Let me go back. Y'all know about UPS.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know about Federal Express.
Right.
Y'all know about United Postal Service.
Right.
Okay, see, ain't no more COD.
That's right.
Ain't no more. See, you have to sign for the thing now. See, ain't no more cash on delivery. See, they don't take cash no more. See, you have to sign for it. You have to sign for it right now. When they bring your package, don't you have to sign for it?
Amen.
You can't get nobody no cash no more.
Amen.
You got to sign for it.
Amen.
So, church, what I'm saying, if you cannot, you can't stop people from doing and saying things that are hurtful and offensive. You cannot stop it.
That's right.
You only can control yourself.
Amen. Amen.
And when you allow what someone say or do to you, when you are giving up, you are giving up control of your life.
Yes, sir.
Over to the person who has offended you.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Right. A lot of people change churches.
Yep.
They change jobs.
Yep.
They change wives. Yep. They change husbands. They change family because they don't like what somebody says.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One of the best things you can do when you have been offended is not to make any major decisions.
That's right. That's right.
Until you have calmed down.
Amen.
And can clearly hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you.
Right. Right.
Listen to who talking to
you. Yes, sir.
Amen. A lot of times our emotions run high when we are offended. Remember, when God talk, ain't nothing negative coming out of God's mouth.
All right.
Listen to who you talk to.
Yes, sir.
Listen to who is saying something to you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Try the spirit by the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God ain't going to tell you to go and talk back to nobody.
Mm.
God ain't going to tell you to go and cuss nobody out.
Amen.
God ain't going to tell you to hate nobody. Try the spirit by the spirit.
Yes,
if that person tell you ought to get back with that person, you need to tell that person, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
Get thee behind me. That ain't from God.
That's right.
God ain't going to tell you to lie on nobody.
That's right.
God ain't going to tell you to hurt nobody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ain't nothing negative coming out of God's mouth.
That's all right.
Get your emotion under control first.
Yeah.
And then you will hear God's voice.
That's right.
Because during those times that we offended, our emotion is running crazy.
Amen.
Our emotion is up and down.
You're right.
And then we ain't listening a lot, dude.
You're right.
When somebody offended us, 9 times out of 10, we ain't listening.
You're right. All right. You're right.
You got to realize God is speaking to you.
Yes,
sir. Satan is speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are you going to listen to?
Amen.
Who are you going to listen to?
Amen.
That's right.
Who are you going to listen to? Mm-hmm. God said, vengeance is mine.
That's right.
That's what he said.
My Lord.
He said, I will repay.
That's word, Pastor.
That's the word of God.
Yes.
What you doing trying to fight your battle?
My Lord.
You can't fight no battle.
My Lord. All right.
We tend to make things worse.
You're right.
Than what it already is.
Yes, sir.
You're right. You're right.
Lord, help us all.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
God has been too good to us.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
He brought us from a mighty,
yes,
mighty long way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, amen. Amen. And we got to understand, church, Satan knows what he's doing.
Amen. Amen.
Satan knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Amen. He's on his job. That's why we got to put on that whole armor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of God.
Yeah.
Every day of our life.
That's right.
Because we don't know what kind of darts the enemy is going to be throwing at us.
My.
We don't know what type of dart or which way they're going to be coming from.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Amen. But if you got on that whole armor of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. You can turn to the left.
Yeah, yeah.
You can turn to the right.
Right.
You can turn to the back. All you can turn to the front. Them darts will not penetrate.
My Lord.
All right.
My Lord.
Amen, amen. Psalm 55 and verse 12 through 14. For it said, for it was not an enemy that reproached me.
Mm-hmm.
When I could have borne it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither was it he that had hated me.
Mm.
That did magnify himself against me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have hid myself from him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was thou.
Mm.
A man of my equal.
Mm. Yes, sir.
My God. And my acquaintances.
Yes, sir.
We took sweet counsel together.
Well,
and walked unto the house of God in company.
Mm.
Lord, help us all.
Amen.
That is why we see so many relatives who haven't spoken to one another in years.
My.
See, offense has come to serve a relationship.
That's right.
Separate us from the people God has placed in our lives.
All right.
To be a blessing to us.
Mm.
For us to be a blessing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Church, what I read to you today, you can take that, you can take those four verses and you can get Jesus out of those verses.
Well,
yes, sir.
You can get David out of those verses.
Mm-hmm.
It's by being betrayed.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't by somebody I didn't know.
That's right.
It was by somebody I knew.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Judas was walking with Jesus.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's right.
Judas was walking with Jesus. Absalom was walking with David.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Them the one that
my
betrayed
Lord.
Us.
My Lord.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Amen. Amen.
My Lord.
Let me tell you, there's always something that can offend us.
Mm-hmm.
There always, if you allow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If
yes,
you
sir.
Allow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. People gonna say anything and everything. But it's up to you.
That's right.
To take whether or not you're going to be offended.
That's right.
About
that's
what they say.
Amen.
People are going to talk. Because I believe Jesus, the words that some of the things that they call Jesus.
Huh.
If Jesus was offended.
Yeah.
He would have left and went on back to that cross.
Right.
He could have left and went on back to glory.
You're right.
He wouldn't even got on the cross.
You're right.
If he allowed words to offend
him. That's right.
But he said, I must be about what?
My
Father's business.
Amen.
I came here to do the will my Father.
Amen.
So what you say and what you do is not going to deter me from the prize.
That's all right, Pastor.
Because my mind is made up.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
To serve God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to let nothing or no one separate me from the love of God.
Yes, all right.
Amen. Which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we have to retaliate? Why do we have to be so offensive sometimes?
Well,
like I said, you can't stop nobody from saying nothing.
That's right. That's right.
Only
that's
person
right.
you have control
that's
of
right.
is yourself.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
I can't control what Sister Adam say.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I can't control what Sister Adam do.
That's right.
I cannot. She's a person
Amen.
On her own.
Amen.
I can't control what none of y'all do.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
But I can control what
yes,
I do.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Say something wrong to me. Say something
right.
bad to me.
Right, right.
I choose to respond.
My Lord.
Yes,
I can respond in a positive way.
You're right. You're right.
Or I can respond in a negative
you're right.
way.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right.
You have no control
right.
of nobody but yourself.
You're right.
Yes,
Amen.
He who angers you
uh-huh.
controls you.
All right.
If a person is making you that mad.
Yeah, yeah.
That got you all upset. That person has control of you.
All right.
He has control of you.
All right.
He telling you to get mad.
Yes, sir.
He telling you to say those words.
Those words.
My Lord.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
It's all right, Pastor. Good lesson. Good lesson. Teach.
Some of them will take you there.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you allow it.
Amen. Amen.
If you allow it.
Amen. Amen.
If you allow it. So don't let nobody have control of you.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Well, you got, well, you that they puppet.
That's right.
That, and you sitting there and whatever they say, you do.
My Lord.
They tell you to jump, you just how high.
Lord have mercy.
That person have control
Lord
of you.
Mercy. Right.
Don't let nobody do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody get you so upset, so mad,
yeah, yeah.
so mad,
yeah,
so
yeah.
furious.
That's right.
That you lose. So I'm about to lose my relief.
My Lord.
You ain't never had no. If you lose it that quick,
Lord,
lose it that quick. Y'all heard people say, y'all better yeah. about to yeah. lose
yeah.
my relief.
Yeah.
Y'all better
yeah.
watch it.
Yeah.
Lord,
you ain't ever had no if you lose it that quick.
All right.
Because the love of God, the love of God don't appear and disappear.
That's right. That's right.
The love of God is constant.
Right.
Yeah.
The love of God is there.
Yes, sir.
And then if I say that I love God, I should be able, you should be able to see it
Amen.
In me.
Amen.
You should be able to see it in me if I love God.
Amen.
Right? If I don't love God, you ain't gonna see
All
it.
All right. All right.
You might
All
see
right.
it today.
Right.
You might see it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
But in between, I don't know.
All right. All right.
But you should be able
All
to
right.
see it.
Yeah.
If I want to be more like Jesus, I should. You should be able to see it in me,
yeah.
in my walk,
yeah.
and in my talk.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
How I carry myself.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
You should be able to see it in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's why, church, we have become mature enough.
That's yes, right.
Mature. See, some of us are still.
Yeah, yeah.
Babes in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Some of us can't handle meat right now.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Some of us can't
Amen.
Handle meat.
Amen.
Some of us still on milk.
That's right. That's right.
Some of us still on milk. Some of us still growing.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
That's what Paul said when I was a child.
That's right.
I spake as a child.
That's right.
I thought as a child.
Yes, sir.
But when I became a man,
yeah, yeah.
I pulled away those childish things.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen. Things I used Amen. To do.
Yes, sir.
I don't do no more.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Places I used to go, I don't go no more.
Right.
See, we got a lot of us are still babes in Christ.
Right.
Because well, how I know that? Because we get upset
mm-hmm.
so quick.
My.
If something don't All go right. our way,
yeah. All right.
We get upset
All right.
so quick.
All right.
Amen. That's why we need to become mature. Mm-hmm. Each and every day of our life, we
Amen.
Need to grow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And become mature enough. See, to know Satan is always going to play the card.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
He is always
right.
going to play the card.
Yes.
And there's a cost, church,
yes, sir.
For playing the game with
You're right.
Satan.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
When you're playing with Satan,
right.
there is a cost.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Right.
You're right.
You're hell bent. You're hell bound.
My.
Uh-huh.
All right. My.
Don't play the game.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You ain't going to win.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You ain't gonna win. You play with Satan.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You can't win with Satan.
That's right. That's right.
That's you, right. You ain't gonna win.
That's right.
So don't play the game.
Amen.
If you need to stay on the bench, stay on the bench. Because when you get into the game with Satan,
all right,
you're gonna lose.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot just partake of the offense and think there's no price to pay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is what the enemy tell us.
Uh-huh.
Just go ahead.
Right.
Stay where you are.
Uh-huh.
But what he won't tell you, his offense is eating away at the blessings of God.
All right. Yes, all right.
Right.
All right.
God forgave you.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
have sir. No right.
My Lord.
To stay angry.
My Lord.
Amen.
With
Lord.
Nobody.
My Lord.
That's why I'm right, so Pastor. Thankful today.
It's all right, Pastor.
That God covered everything.
Yes, sir. Yes.
God covered everything.
Thank you.
Amen. In the book of Colossians 3:18-21. And it said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband.
Amen.
As it is fit in the Lord.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Husband, love your wives.
That's right.
And be not bitter against them.
Amen.
And then it said, children, obey your parents.
That's right. That's
in all things.
That's right.
For this is well pleasing unto the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And then they go on to tell us, fathers, provoke not your children to anger.
Amen.
Lest they be discouraged.
That's right.
Amen, amen. God has something to say to everybody in the house.
Amen, amen, amen.
Don't allow the enemy to steal your family by holding grudges.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of our families right now, some of us don't even speak to each other.
Well, yeah. Well, well.
If you can't say amen, you say ouch.
Yeah. Well, well.
A lot of our family don't even speak to each other.
Yeah,
why? Because of what somebody said. What somebody did 10, 20 years ago. Grudges. We instead of us loving each other, we can't stand one another. On what somebody did. Church, we got to learn how to let that mess go.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
See, if you are born again Christian, you heard what I say? If you are born again Christian, you will let some of that mess
yes, sir.
Go.
Yes, sir.
You will let some of that mess roll off of you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You will treat people with love,
yes,
regardless
sir.
On what they did to
that's
you,
right.
regardless of what they said to
that's
you,
right.
regardless of what they think about you. You still got to love them
amen.
In spite of.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Well, amen. Well, you preachers, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it is.
Amen.
How do you love the unlovable? You love them still.
That's right. That's
you love them still.
That's right.
Amen. You got to love them. If, and if you want to see Jesus.
That's it. That's all right. Right then.
You better love them.
All right.
And they come to you.
All right.
And ask you for something.
All right.
What you all need, right. my brother.
All right.
What you need, my
all
sister.
All right.
Regardless on what they done to you.
All right.
See, we tend to hold grudges.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why a lot of us, a lot of our families, and there are a lot of our churches are not growing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we hold grudges.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, I ain't speaking to her today.
Well.
Why? Or what she said.
My Lord.
What she said.
My Lord.
What she said. What she did.
My
I ain't
Lord.
Speaking to her today.
My Lord.
I can't stand her.
My
I can't
Lord.
Stand her.
All right.
I'm going around another way. I'm going around another way. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. And you talking about you a child of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right,
amen. Amen. Amen.
Right,
we must understand, church. When Jesus went home.
Yes, sir.
He began to teach.
Uh-huh.
And he began to say, where did this man acquire all this knowledge
right.
and wisdom?
Uh-huh.
Is not this the carpenter's son?
Amen.
The son of Mary.
Amen. Yes,
his brother James,
yes,
Jose, Judah, right. and Simon.
Uh-huh.
Don't we know him? Don't we know him? But he come to us like as if he know everything.
Well,
See, these people, they took offense.
That's right.
To Jesus.
That's right.
And what did Jesus say? A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country.
That's right. All right. That's right.
The Bible says these people could receive any miracle because they was offended.
How
often we block our blessing because we allow what people say to us to offend us. Look at Naaman.
Yeah.
When Elisha sent a messenger to tell him to go wash.
That's right.
In the Jordan. Seven times.
That's all right.
Naaman was offended.
Yeah.
Since he thought Elisha should have come.
That's right.
Instead.
That's right.
Amen. Because Naaman believed that his stature.
Yeah.
And his position made him worthy of Elisha's attention.
Right.
Regardless of who we are, you are not too high.
Amen.
And you are not too low to serve.
That's right.
We all are servants.
Yes, sir.
I am a servant.
Amen.
We are a servant.
Yes, sir.
We have to have that servant attitude.
Amen.
We have to serve one another.
If
Jesus can reach down and wash his disciples' feet, who are we saying that we can't serve one another?
All right.
See, a lot of people don't do what I do.
Well,
that's them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I do what I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If I want to serve you a meal, that's me.
Amen.
Don't tell me a pastor don't supposed to do this.
That's right.
Don't tell me a pastor don't supposed to do
that's
that.
Right.
How you know what a pastor's supposed to do? You ain't never been a pastor.
Amen.
I don't supposed to be cutting no grass. What wrong with me cutting grass?
Amen.
What wrong with me getting in there?
Amen.
Nothing.
That's right.
If I choose to.
That's right.
If I choose to.
Yes, sir.
The ones that don't want to do it are the ones that don't want to do it. I choose. We always put labels on people.
Well,
when we all should be serving one another.
That's right.
Yes, there's only two officers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we understand that.
Right.
But we all come to serve.
Amen.
We got to understand. God has been so good to
us. Yes, sir.
Amen. That is why, church, I say that the spirit of offense is something we cannot play around with.
Yes, sir.
It will eat away at your life unless you release it back to God.
Uh-huh.
Remember when Jesus said, many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another.
Yes.
That's in Matthew 24:10. And see, church, we have to give place to God and be willing to say, you know what? Despite how bad I feel about what happened, I'm willing to let all this go.
So
the Lord can do what he wants to do in my life. Amen. God has been so good.
Yes, sir.
He brought us from a mighty long ways. That's why the 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, 13:4-8, it said, charity suffer long.
That's right.
And it's kind. Charity envy not. Charity vaunted not itself.
Amen.
It is not puffed up. I'm talking about love.
Amen.
Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own.
That's right.
Is not easily provoked.
Yes, sir.
Thinketh no evil.
Amen.
Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Bears all things.
Yes, sir.
Believing all things.
That's right.
Hoping all things.
That's right.
Enduring all things.
Yeah.
Charity never fail.
Amen.
But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongue, they shall see. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. I'm talking about love, church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about love, the characteristic of love. Do you portray those characteristic of love today?
All right.
All right.
Do you have love for one another?
Yes, sir. All right. All right. All right.
Do you love one another? Can you say, regardless on what you say to me, I still love you, my brother.
I
still love you, my sister.
Yeah.
Because we got to realize, church, through 40 and two generations,
yes, sir.
God sent his son to die for our sins.
Yes,
that we might have a right to the tree of life.
Right.
Oh, they with him all night long.
All right.
For you and for me. But he never said a mumbling word. He didn't let the offense bother him. He kept on going and doing the will of his Father.
That's right.
Church, we got to start doing better.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We can't let all this mess come between us.
Yes.
God has been too good to us to allow mess to overtake us.
All right, sir.
Because when you allow those things, you are stunting your growth.
Amen.
You are blocking your blessing.
Amen.
And if you're like me, I won't hold them.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to let what you say or what you do stop my blessing.
Amen.
You can talk about much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knees because I'm on my way to glory. And I'm not turning around. God has been too good to me. God has been too good to me. He brought me from a mighty, mighty long way.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's why I'm going to hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Because church, time is filled with swift transition. Not on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God, unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatever years may bring. If my earthly friend forsaken, still more closely to him claim. Covet not the world vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure.
That's right.
They will never pass away.
Amen.
And when your journey is complete. When your journey is complete. When your journey is complete. And if to God you have been true. Fair and bright the home in glory.
That's right.
Your inward rapture so with you.
That's right.
The invitation is extended.
Yes,
the doors of the church is open.
All right.